Now, how important is regional news to you? Have you seen your news services decline in recent years? Well, the Federal Parliament is looking into Australia's news services and they want your opinion. Joining me on the line to talk about how you can give this opinion and the importance of news services is the House of Representatives Standing Committee on Communications and the Arts Chair MP Anne Webster. Good morning, Anne.
Good morning, Gemma.
So it's fair to say that we have seen regional news services decline over the recent years. Now, can we kickstart in terms of why this has happened?
Well, the why, I think, is probably, as most situations and circumstances are, complex. And so we need to find out. That's part of the inquiry. We need to understand the triggers, the levers that have caused regional newspapers to decline. We do have some information. For example, publishers such as News Corp and Australian Community Media suspended publication of print editions in regional areas. The ACCC reported that between 2009 and 2018 there were 106 closures and 85% related to titles owned by major news corporations. So the exit of these major corporations obviously is pretty critical. And then in 2020, from January to November, The Guardian Australia reports that 97 Australian newspapers permanently ended their print editions. What we want the Parliament to understand and the government to understand is how important regional news is to regional people. You know, getting a blast from the Globe is fantastic. We all get onto our devices and, you know, understand the big news about Djokovic or whatever might be hot on the press today. But it doesn't tell us the things that we need to know on a local level. And so, you know, why has this happened? How do we now remedy this?
Well, a lot of then I think as well, a lot of the people kind of don't find much use in those cut up the tree kind of stories. Do you think these type of stories still hold a lot of relevance to people in regional communities, though? Do they want to know if someone has picked up a new cup of tea today or something along those lines?
Well, I think that there are all kinds of exciting things that are going on in regional communities. And it's not just the sporting clubs who do a magnificent job. But community life, if we don't hold on to that and we just become connected to digital devices that tell us about what's going on in France or the US, our own communities are the poorer for it. You know, it's connection, and I think COVID has really highlighted this. Our need to connect locally is incredibly important, and we need to value it, we need to highlight it, and that's part of local news reporting and why it's so important.
And so then, do you think it's just double as important, at least right now, given that this is what the survey is about, is getting those perspectives from people like ours in regional New South Wales, in the Upper Hunter and in the New England?
Absolutely. If we don't hear the voices of people who live this every day and have strong views about it. I mean, in my electorate of Mallee, I'm northwest Victoria, just over a third of the state of Victoria is my patch. And we have many, many regional newspapers. Interestingly, we've had, I can think of one in particular that has started during COVID. That's interesting, as an add-on to another newspaper, which is good news. But we need to know what people on the ground think. And that's what the survey is about. It's a really quick survey. It takes about 10 minutes. Tick a box and gives you options to write a few sentences if you want to. So we need to gather the views of our community so that we can inform government.
And just finally as well, Anne, along through the Upper Hunter, we do have newspapers that have been reduced or have only one day of publication itself. Do you think, though, the internet is the way of the future? Is there a possibility that we could see those local news services be more digitalised without it implicating what is happening with regional local stories?
You know, I think it's a very interesting issue. I think we can't get away from digital platforms and digital print media. I know I read the papers every day on my phone. I'm certainly not alone.
No, me too.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's very, very handy and you don't get ink all over your fingers. But the reality is that our regional papers are not necessarily making the money that they need to in order to add more roles or more services to local communities. Advertising is pretty critical. In fact, one of the terms of reference for the committee is looking at whether regional and remote markets impacted from COVID have actually seen a revenue increase from advertising towards, you know, where we are now as opposed to where we just basically shut down the world, and I don't need to tell anybody about that. So, you know, it's how is advertising impacted? The fact is that all of these newspapers are businesses. So businesses need to make money or they close and fold. So their advertising revenue is incredibly important, and how can that be maximised on digital platforms, because the fact is none of us like to have to wait to get through an ad before we read the paper either.
Absolutely.
So we're a pretty demanding audience, let's face it. And but the fact is we're dealing with businesses and they need to be supported or they go bust.
Absolutely. It is important. And many of us here in the Hunter Valley and Upper Hunter regions, we can have our say with that online survey. And where can people go if they're looking to submit their thoughts or any food for thought they've just, what they've heard through us right now?
The survey is open until the 11th of February. They can go to aph.gov.au, follow the Parliamentary Business link, then to committees, then to House, and then to communications. I'm really sorry about how long this takes, but hopefully we'll be able to find it. And regional newspapers. So that is for the survey itself. Then it's also on my own Facebook page. So if people just want a shortcut, they can look there. And we've also got submissions which close on the 28th of January. So people who would like to write a longer piece about this, maybe the local newspaper or businesses would like to write a submission, they can do that as well and go to the My Parliament portal on the Parliament House website. Or they can email it, the submission, to the committee too.
Wonderful. It's good to see that the Federal Parliament is looking into this accessibility when it comes to our regional news. Well, the House of Representatives Standing Committee on Communications and the Arts Chair, MP Anne Webster, thank you for your time with me this morning.
Thank you so much, Gemma.